FM 101 AM 1490 WCDO. Oh, look who's returned. Good morning. It's been a light year since you've been in here.
What do you mean, look who's returned? Like you don't see me daily.
Well, I see you daily, but you seldom venture into this room while I'm on the air.
Because it's a scary place.
Well, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Ask Shirley.
But you've been in here dozens and dozens of times.
True.
Over the hundreds of times over the years for contests or simple discussions.
Right. But sometimes, depending on your mood, it could be a scary place.
But today it's a good day because we have a lot of CDO family birthdays.
We do.
My daughter Kayla turned 16 today.
That one I knew.
That's 16. Why? See this gray hair?
She turning the key.
Oh, she's chomping at the bit for 8 years now.
8 years.
Oh, yeah. Since she was a little kid, she wanted to drive.
Really?
Yeah.
My kids
haven't.
Although
now she's getting a little bit afraid, she said. She's a little scared of killing people with a vehicle.
Well, that.
And I'm like, go ahead. Bring it on.
Because when the road rage kicks in, yeah. You know.
Oh, it's not necessarily road rage. She just, you know, she's worried about being a good driver.
Well, that's good that she has that attitude.
Right.
So she won't speed and text and everything else while driving.
Right, exactly. And when she is driving, she'll be driving a really slow car anyway, so that's good.
What does that mean, really slow car?
It means you can step on the gas pedal and the car goes, yeah, you want me to go forward?
And?
I'll think about it.
You'll think about what?
The car will think about it.
Oh, okay. So what about...
You know, give them a Mustang V8 for their...
Well,
you know.
Right, but still, even if you give them a four-cylinder that needs to be pushed up a hill, it could pass 65
ultimately,
the highway.
Ultimately, but it's going to take a lot longer to get there.
So then she'll just get tired of trying.
Because I've heard this, hey, Daddy, look at that Camaro. Hey, Daddy, look at that Mustang.
Right.
And I'm like, all right, four-cylinder for you, kiddo.
Well, the thing about those is the big heavy engine in the front. I mean, the back flies out all the time.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, I don't understand that. If you could put the engine in the back, like
the Porsche.
Yeah. Well, what was that cartoon that they used to race, the Wacky Races?
Wacky Races. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Dastardly Dick.
Yeah.
And Muttley.
Yeah. Yeah. And Muttley.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
The dog made that laugh. Yeah,
but they had the two cavemen that would hit each other over the head all the time,
right?
To get the thing going.
Caveman power, right?
What else was there?
Was
there was the wise guys. There was a bunch of like mafia guys, little mafia guys.
Okay.
You remember them?
No, actually, I don't.
Oh yeah, come on, Xay, get that thing going there, Xay. You know, and they
hit
each other and everything else.
1940s gangster type guys.
Yeah. You know, they had the Tommy guns and everything else. And Penelope Pit Stop.
Penelope Pit Stop, that's right.
Yeah. And that was a great...
I remember Speed Racer as a kid also.
Me too.
Watching that. Which, if you see it now, you realize it's the most cheaply made cartoons ever.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
I know.
It's like, wow, I used to watch this. And I was entertained by this?
I was entertained by this.
What was wrong with
me? But the Wacky Racers, I just...
Yeah, that was
a
good
lived
one.
For that one Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we also have Alex Hood. Tammy's boy, celebrated 19 today. Not a boy anymore.
Oh, no, he's
not.
A
young man.
Last time I saw him, too, he looks like... I said to him, I go, you look like an adult now.
Yeah.
You know, because I've known him for a long time.
Right. 19
and it's just,
today.
Is that right? And then I pushed him over.
And also no longer a boy, Shirley's son, Tim Cutting, over at NBT. Not a boy at 46 today.
Not a boy. Acts like one, but
sometimes,
not a boy.
Sometimes, yeah. He has that boyish charm.
I think he still calls her mommy, by the way.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
But.
Oh, yeah. He calls up and he asks for mommy. And, you know, he needs his lunch brought over to
him.
Does
he really?
Yeah,
else. She makes some soup for him.
Shirley, is Tim listening?
Shirley's not paying attention.
No, she doesn't know. She does. So, wow, there are a lot of
three birthdays
CDO
today in the CDO family. Yeah.
Birthdays, yeah.
Cool.
So, did you call your daughter?
No, I talked to her on Facebook earlier, and
okay.
She called me last night, but had nothing to do with birthday. She's doing a health project.
See, that's my problem.
And she wants to know about our family.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I just said, insanity, insanity!
You know, at that point, you say, do you have a week? Not an hour, not a day. Do you have a week to learn about your grandparents alone?
Yeah, exactly.
So, let's go back to... You chatted with her on Facebook. I mean, how impersonal is that? She's your daughter.
I know, but
why
you got
to call
little,
her up.
You got the little because she doesn't answer the phone. She doesn't like to answer the phone. It's texting or Facebook.
That's ridiculous.
That's
life
now. It's
become such an impersonal society. It's ridiculous. And you know how many text messages or Facebook messages get misconstrued because you're like, oh, I thought you meant, well, if you would have spoken to me, you would have heard the tone. You would have heard the question
you're
in the voice.
You're so old school.
Well, whatever. I hate
it. There are plenty of people I don't want to speak to on the phone. So a quick text, I'm golden.
I'll give you that.
Get it over with. Get my answer right back. Okay, move on.
A quick yes,
life's
no.
Too short.
A quick yes-no answer that works. I'll go with you on that. But you don't need to have a two-day conversation that could have taken 5 minutes on the phone.
I don't have
because,
5 minutes.
Well, exactly. I don't have 5 minutes. I'm going to do this in 2 days.
All I know
we'll
is
get
that
it done in 2 days.
The phone rings. I'm always in the middle of something, and I'm aggravated. That's how I feel about phones.
And texts, but, you can always wait to answer.
Yeah, you can always go look at that at your own convenience. Yeah. I like convenience. I'm a big fan of convenience.
You're a big fan of convenience?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe
don't inconvenience me.
When you run for president, you should run on that platform, convenience.
Yes, and the convenience party.
I'll
tackle that issue when I'm good and ready.
In my 4 years, you'll feel like you've been sitting in a beautiful little love seat all these years, because it will be a convenient 4 years.
Yes, that's right. It's just
President Rob Ray.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
How frightening is that?
So, you know, I know you like British comedy.
I do.
And
I love British shows. You know what one I watch currently?
Do.
It's not really a comedy, but it is. Top Gear.
Never heard of it.
It's these three British guys who are all car nuts.
What a surprise.
I'm not really interested in the foreign automobiles because, first of all, I'm 6'2". And I don't fit 98.7% of them.
That's because they don't have a lot of room
tiny.
There. They don't have a lot
no,
of room
No, they
there.
Don't. I can get maybe half a leg in there. Okay, this is difficult to drive it like this. But the guys are so funny because they're always busting on each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've got that dry British humor. And they do some stupid things. For instance, and I don't know what you learn from this. They try to pass it off as an educational program. They do... You know, they'll put a new car in a test track and tell you what it does and stuff like that for people who maybe are interested in buying something. But the one I was watching the other day, and this episode goes back about 9 years, you had this
This is Mr. Facebook.
You had this outdoor wedding, right, all set up.
Yeah.
There weren't any people there yet, thank goodness. And then over this wedding, you had this ramp hovering up over it behind the altar.
Mm.
And they wanted to see how far they could drive a stretch limo on the ramp over the wedding party, the pulpit, the gazebo, the chairs, and all the caravans or trailers and cars parked behind it.
What do you mean? They were jumping it?
They were jumping the ramp with a 26-foot stretch Lincoln limo.
That's educational.
And it crashed into the caravans, and I howled like a wildebeest.
Really?
I was laughing so hard. One of my lungs came up, and I had to push it back down.
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because it was years ago. I don't remember when, maybe 1982, I heard a wildebeest laugh.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you just howled like a wildebeest.
Oh, it was just hilarious. It was so stupid, yet so hilarious to me.
And what was the purpose? To see if it would make it?
Yeah. And of course it didn't. They hit the ramp at 60 with a 26-foot stretch limo.
Mm-hmm.
And it crashed about halfway through and sheared the top off these little trailers, which they have a deep hatred for on that show.
Trailers?
Yeah, those little tiny trailers that you hitch to the back of your car.
Oh, they
and
do?
And go on vacation. Oh, well, they hate them.
Okay, because they're the bane of highways?
Yeah. Well, they just make for traffic congestion and slower traffic, and they hate that.
Well, you know, British humor.
I apparently have digressed.
Well, British humor is different, like you just described.
Absolutely.
Okay, and they have every year in Edinburgh, Scotland, they have this, it's called the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Fringe Festival?
Yes. And
fringes in Roger Daltrey's jackets from the 70s?
Well, I guess, or like on the fringe.
Okay.
You know, and each year the funniest comedian one-liners are voted on by about 30,000 attendees.
Wow.
Okay. So, and again, you got to think of, you know, British humor when you hear some of these. But I wanted to give you some of the winners
in
2012. And these are one-liners.
British one-liners.
For example, I took part in the suntanning Olympics. I just got bronze.
Ah.
Okay. This one, it took me a second to think about.
Okay.
Last night, me and my girlfriend watched three DVDs back to back. Luckily, I was the one facing the telly. Right now, there's people out there going, well, I get it.
Okay.
All right, you got that one?
I got it, yeah.
Okay. I was raised as an only child, which really annoyed my sister.
I like that one.
All right. I'm good friends with 25 letters of the alphabet. I don't know why.
You
get it? A few people out there right now. Lovely. It's coming. You'll get it in a second.
Mm.
This one I like.
Yeah.
I watched a documentary on how ships are kept together. Riveting. where am I? This one. My mom's so pessimistic that if there was an Olympics for pessimism, she wouldn't fancy her chances. And there you have it. And these are guys, I'm going to say the names of the guys because they're British comedians over there that you just, haven't heard,
Well, a lot of them show up on that Top Gear show because they have this
Tim
feature.
Vine, you know that name?
I haven't heard him, no. Jimmy Carr, is he on there?
No. Stuart Francis.
No.
Rob Beckett.
No.
Chris Turner. Nish Kumar.
No.
That's all I got. Because a bunch of these are, right. the same guys. So that's it. But can you believe that 30,000 people vote on this, on these British one-liners? All from the UK.
Mm-hmm. I think you should go on that show.
You do.
They have a segment called a Star in a Reasonably Priced Car, and they put them out on this test track in a little Suzuki four-door.
Why would you try
to see how fast you can go on the track and not kill yourself.
See, this is educational.
Yeah.
Well,
third from the bottom, and I feel bad for the two that finished after this guy. They once had a blind man getting directions from one of the hosts through the track. He's driving 75 miles an hour on the straightaways.
The blind guy's telling him,
left, hard left. And he did it in like 2 minutes, which put like 2 minutes and 8 seconds. And there were two other celebrities who finished below him. How do you think those guys feel?
Well, I don't.
A blind man drives faster on a track with instruction than they drove fully sighted.
Once again, I'm starting to question
mm-hmm.
your whole educational theory behind this show. I'm not sure I get the educational part of that. The blind guy driving.
I don't know either. Well, that's for the humorous part of it.
Oh, okay.
They've also did a segment on the greatest driving song of all time.
And
think of some great cartoons. Not cartoons like Dastardly Dick, but
Born to Be Wild.
Born to Be Wild is one of the five.
Oh, it was? Okay.
Yeah. There were a couple of strange ones.
Like what?
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Well, if this is a British show, I understand that.
If you're driving and you're on the highway, Deep Purple's Highway Star.
Yeah.
That was easily my favorite of the group. And they all, for some reason, have a deep abiding hatred for Meatloaf and his song Bat Out of Hell.
Well, let me tell you something.
Which is about, a kid dying in a motorcycle.
Right, but Meatloaf was huge over there.
Yes, but those three guys, who are all around our age,
don't like him at all.
Okay,
well... I don't know what we can do about that. Maybe we'll make a call. I got to go.
All right, you do that. Apparently the laxative is again working. That's Craig Stevens. I'm Rob Ray. 34 degrees outside at CDO.